now on BBC Radio 1. Listen Again proudly presents Moyle's Extra, 20 minutes of guff, exclusive for your ears.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
And here I am, hey!
Well, obviously, you haven't heard me since the pips there, but this is Moyle's Extra. The time is 2 minutes past 10, Wednesday morning. Joe Wiley's on the air, and this is our extra little bit of the show. Yes, I know, the pip's just finished, and it's now 2 minutes past 10, but we have a break for about 90 seconds.
That's a lot okay. Happened in that 90 seconds as well.
Yes. Dave left the studio,
yeah.
And we don't know where he's gone. We think he's gone to the loo.
I expect so.
Yeah. Will Kinder is here today. Oh, here's Dave. Here he is.
Hello, Dave.
One or two, Dave.
Hey?
One or two?
I'm never sure which. Number one.
Okay.
You know, what do you mean? What?
Oh, no, yeah, number one.
What are you talking about Max Factor?
No. Where's Dave just been?
I went for a wee.
Is that
number one then?
Yeah, number one.
What do you mean you always get them mixed up?
That's a bad thing to get mixed up, to be honest.
Yeah, so number one.
And number two is a poo.
Yeah, yeah.
Number one.
Rhyming slang. One wee.
One wee travel.
Two poo, one woo.
Right, that's good, yeah. We don't know where Rachel is. She's meant to be here for the extended version of the show, but she's not.
I'd have thought about this, actually. Shall we do a sweep? Why don't we do a sweepstake as to what time she turns up?
Can do.
Yeah.
I might just call her though.
Well, if I put all the possibilities.
Every time between now and 20 past.
Well, no.
That phone's broken.
In 5 minute chunks.
I couldn't dial her.
Dial on that one there then.
Is it a wise idea if you're in charge of a sweepstake, Dave?
Well, if I put down this time, right? So 10:05 to 10:10 as one of them.
Right.
And then 10:10.
Isn't this about to spoil it though? When Rachel says, "Well, I'm 5 minutes away."
10:15.
She might be on the tube though.
I'm really not sure, Dave.
10:15 to 10:20.
This is why this is only on Listen
Again. But we finished at 10:20 though.
Yeah, you're right. Mm. There's only three. Oh.
Hello.
Hi, is that Rachel?
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Chris Moyles, and you're on Moyles Extra.
Yay!
Guess what?
What?
Hi, look!
Yay. Where? Hey! Right, get in here quickly, Rach.
I have 4 minutes past, please, Dave?
I want to
Rachel? I wanted to say, Rachel, Dave, haha, you're wrong.
What?
Just say, Dave, haha, you're wrong.
Dave, haha, you're wrong.
Yay!
Why?
Because you said she wouldn't be here yet.
No, I didn't. I was actually going to put down for between 10:05 and 10:10.
I've forgotten how...
Yeah, and it's 10:04.
I would have lost.
So you lost. So Dave loses. He has to run around the building naked, shouting, look at me, I'm Scott Mills. So how was your birthday yesterday, Rach?
It was lovely. I had a lovely day.
Yes.
Yes. I'm feeling a little bit ropey today, but I think that's because I've got the lurgy.
Well, that was that health spa you went to yesterday,
yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Is that a new coat?
No.
Maybe you should have got one.
Oh, you said that last time I wore it.
Mm. It's,
but it's
lovely.
Horrible outside.
It's like Superman's cape.
No, it's not. I bought this from Paris.
Really?
Yes.
It shows.
Did you get nice presents, Rach?
I did.
Thank you.
But I did. I got a lot of candles.
Did
Why?
You?
Girls like candles.
Yeah,
though.
But I got a lot of them.
Scented?
Hmm.
Yeah,
nice.
They're all scented.
Yeah.
She didn't have to pick any of them up.
Lots of money for me to spend when I go on holiday.
So did you get? You went to this health farm with your mate Lynn.
Yeah.
Right. How long were you there for?
5 hours.
5 hours.
Yeah.
God.
But in between that, we had lunch with champagne, and then they had this amazing room, which basically you walked in. It was pitch black, except for a fish tank, and they had lots of really comfy chairs and duvets. And so I just sat on there and watched the fish, and we both fell asleep for an hour.
And you pay for this?
No, I managed to get free day pass.
Okay.
No, it was totally. I found it in the back of a magazine.
Oh, really?
Yep.
But
so
normally,
people
would pay.
No, usually I'd go totally on the black for something like this. What? But
so people pay to go and sit in a room and fall asleep.
Yeah.
I'm in the wrong
business.
But that's
after you've had a treatment or you've been in a sauna. Or
what sort of treatment?
Yeah, white champagne for lunch.
Yep.
That treatment.
Yeah.
No wonder you fell asleep. That's an amazing place. Honestly, I had three or four glasses of champagne at lunch, and I went into a room and fell asleep. It's amazing.
But what was funny is that the free pass was one of those things that you kind of meant to go and have a look around, and then they think you're going to sign up.
But you didn't.
And so I obviously had to kind of
Hey, that's nothing. I once blanked a villa for a week saying I was going to buy one.
Did you?
Truth, hey? Yeah.
Yeah, and not... And
did
not
you have that, to go to the meetings?
And not that long ago, either.
Really?
Yeah. I'd like a villa, please, for a week. Something about buying one of your villas? Mm-hmm, great, okay, have this one. They come and see you halfway through holiday. What do you think of it? It's all right.
I'll give it the rest of the week to see if I change my mind.
Yeah, not really, Mike. My cup of tea, actually, but might as well see the rest of the week out. I'm here now.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, thanks.
Villa Idol.
And then you went to the pub?
Yes, when I met my brother and various other friends. And
so what time was this? Hang on, what you went to the health farm at what time?
About 12:30.
Okay.
And then came out of there about 6:00.
Yeah.
And then went to the pub, and then...
Came out of there about 6:00?
Yeah, no. About
you look
11.
Very, very radiant today,
that's
Rach.
Because I didn't have to get up at 4:00 this morning.
Mm.
Are you wearing yesterday's underwear?
No.
Right, okay.
I went home, and then I enjoyed the show today. I listened to most of it.
That's so surprised.
Praise indeed.
No, I'm just saying. It was very strange, but it was Will. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, happy birthday for yesterday.
Thank you.
Or whenever it is that people are listening to this bit again. Longman listened to yesterday's. Miles Extra and said it was very funny. So we're going to do another Ask Longman. Does anybody have a question for Longman?
I want to know what today's specials are because we never asked him yesterday.
Okay. Any other questions?
Which musical does he like? His favourite one?
His favourite musical. That's not a bad one. I like that. Anyone else?
When's the new Star Wars film out?
Anybody else?
Does he think that Southampton will avoid relegation?
Okay, I'm going to go for the musical question, I think. Okay, so this is Longman. He doesn't know we're going to ring him at his sandwich shop in Leeds. It's in Rothwell, actually, for those of you who want to go see Buttylicious. What's his favourite musical?
I think it'll be Mary Poppins.
Hello?
Longman?
Hello, pal.
It's you're live on Moyle's Extra.
Hey!
Extra's just not enough for me, son.
Well,
I need more. I need extra, extra.
All right, well, okay, this may be extra, extra today. We have a question from Allard that I will ask on his behalf.
Yep.
Okay. What's your favourite musical?
Oliver.
Brilliant. Ah. Okay. A question from Dominic is, when is the new Star Wars movie out?
I think that's coming out in 2012.
Right, May is the answer.
Thanks, Longman.
Dave wants to know, what's yours? Do you think...
Southampton avoid relegation this year?
Will Southampton avoid relegation this year?
No.
Right, any more? Oh, and today's specials.
Spam.
Brilliant, bye!
Bye!
There you go,
love. Spam.
Special?
Yeah.
Spam's not special, yeah, but it is special.
It is in Rothwell,
not
love.
In a good way.
Hey?
Isn't Rothwell where all the aliens landed?
That's Roswell. Roswell.
Oh, yeah.
Completely
sorry.
Different place,
sorry.
Of course.
Sorry.
Right, so this is Miles Extra, live on your computer, into your ears. Wow!
The Chris Miles Show, National Radio 1.
Miles Extra. Rachel?
Yeah?
We had trouble with the microphones today.
Did you?
Would you just do me a favour and test all of them and tell me which one's broken? So
why? Oh.
That's mic 4. That's the production
okay,
mic.
Okay, this one sounds fine.
Yeah, okay. You go around and do the others for me.
Is this a joke?
No, go on, seriously, because you'll be able to hear.
Okay.
I think that might be it.
I particularly enjoyed the bit where you were playing with a reverb machine again.
Oh, here we go. Because Rachel's not here, the show's not as good as when Rachel produces it.
No, I said I enjoyed it.
Okay. Shall we do more phone calls?
Yeah.
More kind of guess who things?
Guess who the celebrity is on the end of the phone.
Okay.
Because yesterday, did we say who it was yesterday?
Will Young.
Yeah, Will Young.
Yes, it was Will Young, wasn't it?
Who sent me a text message saying, what the hell was that all about? but yeah, Will Young it was. Okay, who should we do today? Who wants to play?
Me.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just going through my phone numbers of the rich and famous and people on the games. So here we go. Right, this is yours, in. I don't know how this is going to work because the phone's...
You did it on this one yesterday.
I know, but that phone's broken.
So what do I have to do again? I have to just keep asking them questions until I work out how it is.
It's technically a nightmare because you're going to have to speak...
You'll have to shout.
Loud to get into that speaker on that phone, you see.
Come around here, okay? Okay. So you just got... Hiya, mate, how are you?
This is brilliant online radio, isn't it?
Hello?
Hi, mate. How are you?
I'm okay.
Hi, it's Carrie. What are you up to tonight?
Sorry?
What are you up to tonight?
I'm going for dinner.
Are you going to go and watch the England game?
No.
Who are you going out for dinner with?
Who is this, sorry?
Who are you going out for dinner with? It's Carrie.
Oh! I know who it is.
Do you know who it is?
I think so, yeah. Can I write it down?
I wasn't sure. I don't think I heard enough to be able to guess.
Shall I write it down?
I think that's a hard one. Okay. I think it's a lot harder than yesterday.
It's tough, it's
you
tough.
You can ask me certain questions if you would like.
Okay.
You can ask me 5 questions.
5 questions, mm. Okay. Well, it's obviously a man.
That's one.
No, I said yeah. It's obviously a man. Okay, is he an actor?
Yes, that's 2.
Is it Jeremy Edwards?
Bingo!
It's just the fact that he told you exactly what he was up to and then asked, who is it?
Yeah. It's quite brave of him, wasn't it?
I think we might have woke him up. Thank you, Kerry.
That's all right.
I just got to touch her bum. Lovely. Right, what? Oi! I did. No, obviously I didn't.
I've now, got one.
What?
Do you want a game? Do you want to play? I've got a number.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
It may crash and burn, but, you know, hey.
You've got 7 minutes to fill.
Okay, why don't you go, why don't you put it through? Is it
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah?
It'll be on line one.
Okay, line one. As soon as it rings, put it through.
You watch. It was someone out of Mary Poppins.
I don't know anybody in Mary.
One of the backing dancers.
Who's the guy? Who's the big black guy? Who does a lot of musicals. He did Chitty Chitty
Bang. Gary Wilmot.
Oh, Gary Wilmot.
I like Gary Wilmot. I'm a big fan of his.
Do you think Alan's friendly with him? It wouldn't surprise me.
Could well be.
Gary Wilmot's kids listen because when we're in the afternoons, they emailed once.
That's right.
Oh, hang on a second. Something tells me I'm about to receive a text message from Jeremy Edwards, going, "What the hell was that all about?" It seems to be the new game now. Oh. Hello? Oh, okay.
Shh, 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 shh. Who's playing?
I'll play. Please.
You have reached the O2 voicemail message.
Rubbish.
Is it Freddie Mercury? No. Well, that was rubbish. That word's a treat, Alan. I don't like Alan's games as much as my games, I must admit.
Rubbish.
Jeremy Edwards sounded very posh.
He is posh.
But he's not. He's even more posh on the phone.
That's why he erected Walter to carry.
Who was that, Alan?
Same Gene Cohen.
Mark Owen. Mark Owen?
Yeah.
Didn't sound like Mark Owen.
Sounded like a lady.
Hello?
Hello, mate, you right?
Yeah, thanks.
That's how he talks, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, watch football tonight?
Yeah, I might do.
Granny's not the best impression of him I've ever done, but still.
Mark Owen, who I will always remember as being the man who peed in the sink at our Christmas party.
It wasn't the sink.
It was the sink.
It was the sink, yes, all right,
but
fine.
The thing was, because we'd held this Christmas party for all of our sort of showbiz friends in this posh bar in London.
Mm.
And you know the way in the men's, they sometimes have those sort of big, long, silver trough urinal. But they also had a very similar setup for the hand basin. Okay? But obviously, the hand basin was at a higher level than the urinal trough was, and had taps, which I thought were a giveaway. And so I walked in to find Mark Owen, who isn't the tallest man in the world, on his absolute tippy toes, trying to get his bits over the thing to pee in the basin.
But a few people did it there, to be fair. He wasn't the only one.
But he was the funniest looking one because he was so short.
You're taking a running leap, I think. Nice.
Have you got any numbers?
Have I?
Yeah.
I've got a few, hang on.
Yeah? All right, well...
Actually, give me a minute to log on.
Okay. Maybe we just save it for tomorrow. Today's Miles Extra's been rubbish.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
We need a game.
If I swear, do you have to edit this before people get to hear it?
We can't do that. No. We haven't got time to edit that.
Really?
Yeah, it takes a long time to get it online.
So I can say a swear word now.
And we'd still get into trouble.
No, it wouldn't go on yet. We just wouldn't be able to put it on.
So none of the show would go on?
No.
Oh, well.
Oh, no, the first bit would.
Can we do mild effing and jeffing?
No, so hang on. So if I swear now, then the whole thing would just finish.
No, the normal show will go on, but the Miles Extra will be wasted and won't be used.
Yeah, but why can't you just not put all the Miles Extra bit up until the swear word?
Because it's very complicated. It's recorded in one big block.
Right.
And that's, you can't, never the Shane, the Shane and the Twain shall meet.
Well, that's just
never the Shane.
Never the
yes.
Shane shall meet.
What's that?
I don't know. It's a technical internet term for
never the
stuff.
Shane.
The Shane will.
So if I swear, that's sense. The whole Miles Extra thing just stops and that's it. That's the end of the show.
That doesn't seem very, very fair.
That is a load of. Only joking! Hey! Oh. You see what I did there? Hilarious.
I did.
Right, well, I don't know about you, but I think we've done enough today.
No, we've got to do three more minutes.
Oh, let's do score predictions for the England game, which will be out of date when people listen to this. I think it'll be 4-0 to England against the Azerbaijan.
Against the Azerbaijan?
Yeah. Okay. What do you think, Christopher?
I disagree.
Okay. You sound a bit like Graham Taylor there. He can get it right either. I think it will be 2-1 to England.
Great. So there you go. Thanks very much for listening. It's been another brilliant show, and I don't think we'll be doing this again tomorrow. He had some good bits in it.
I liked it myself.
Do you know what? I personally felt let down by the rest of the team.
Me I think too. It needs editing.
You can't edit. It's live.
You can't edit it. It's like the same way if you say... The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
I think we actually learned quite a lot.
What did you learn?
I learned that Mark Owen took a running leap at a basin and thought it was a urinal.
Right. What
I've
else?
Also learned Jeremy Edwards will tell anybody what he's doing when he's half asleep. I think that's good. We learned that Rachel had a spa session yesterday and looks radiant as a result.
Mm-hmm.
And
we learned Mark Owen wasn't available.
Yeah. And if you swear, then it's all over. We learned that too.
Do you know what? Then actually, maybe you're right.
And we know what Longman Special is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
spam.
We know his views on Southampton.
Exactly.
And actually, musicals.
You're absolutely right.
My head's actually bursting with information.
Me too.
So are you're bored?
Yeah, all the hair's falling out because of all the information.
Brilliant. Okay, I've just got one more phone call to make. I'll just double check the number. Okay, one more phone call and then we'll end the show. How long we got left?
Yeah, minute and a half. Minute
and a half, okay. Let's see if they answer. I don't know if they will.
Hello?
Is that Will Young?
Chris Miles?
Yeah, I'm just ringing to say we won't be using you today on the Miles Extra, even though I'm ringing you now on it. Just to say... Okay, bye! The Chris Miles Show, National Radio.